Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about how to stock an emergency food pantry. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Natasha Haynes, Mississippi State University Extension Service Family and Consumer Sciences Agent. Natasha, if an area in which you live in is prone to hurricanes, tornadoes, or floods, which would be all of the above for Mississippi, what types of foods should we keep stocked in the pantry?
When you're thinking about stocking your emergency pantry, you need to remember to choose non-perishable food items and to periodically rotate the food out so that you don't have to keep food too long or you keep food past its expiration date. You want to think about food that can be stored safely without electricity and can easily be consumed without cooking.
And what are some dry products that are edible and healthy?
Dried products are perhaps the easiest to keep on hand. Think about dried meats such as beef jerky or beef sticks. They're a good source of protein and they're safe to store for a long period of time. Also think about dried fruits. They're a safe way to get nutrition of fruit in our emergency food pantry. Nuts such as almonds, walnuts, cashews, and pecans, they have protein, fiber, and healthy fat. Dried cereal are fortified with extra vitamins and minerals and can be eaten dry or with powdered milk. Think also about whole grain crackers because they're a good replacement for bread.
And we're always thinking about canned meats, but what are some other canned items that are available?
Canned meats such as fish and all different types of meat is an excellent source of proteins and omega-3s. Canned ham and sandwich breads can be eaten with crackers. Canned beans are an excellent source for vegetarians who don't normally eat meat. Fruits such as peaches, pears, berries, applesauce, those are all good sources of vitamin C. And canned vegetables such as beans and peas and carrots are great to have on hand.
And of course, we'll need something to drink. So what kind of drinks should we have on hand?
Powdered milk is an excellent source. Also think about single-serve size juice. Think about energy drinks, shelf-stable milk. That's a mouthful. And also bottled water. You just want to think about different types of beverages that are fine on the shelf.
So shelf-stable milk?
Shelf-stable milk. It's also referred to as a UHT milk, but you can find it in the grocery stores. It's in not a plastic container, but more of a cardboard container, and it's great for just sitting out on the shelf, and it doesn't spoil until you open it. Then you have 7 days to use it.
And the Gatorade or Powerade is a good electrolyte replacement, right?
That's correct. That's going to give you that energy you need because, you know, as time goes on, you have a tendency to kind of get low in energy when you're not eating a balanced meal.
What are some snack ideas?
Good snack ideas are granola bars and chips. Not too many, though. Just chips from time to time, but single-serve bags so then you can keep up with portion control.
And what are some additional items that we should always have on hand?
Make sure you have a can opener. Keep in mind that the electricity is off, so you want a manual can opener. Think about disposable plates, silverware, and cups. If you have a camping stove, that's great. A small grill may be used outside in a safe area. Think about food for your pets. Also, if you have a generator, now's a good time to get it gassed up. Think about propane if you have any type of outside grill.
And when you marinate the meat, don't use the meat marinade that you marinated your meat in as a sauce.
Right. So if you don't have power and you're trying to cook all the food out of the freezer, then you do want to cook it in a quick manner. But if you're planning to marinate your meat, make sure you do not use the marinade on the cooked meat. You want to marinate the meat, cook the meat, and throw away the leftover marinade.
Also, with canned foods, we should never try to leave food in the can and then put it in the ice chest, right?
That's correct. You want to put it in a plastic container. You don't want to leave it in the can. You want to throw the can away.
Right, because it can be toxic.
It can be toxic. A lot of the metals have a tendency to react with the food once the food has been opened. Remember, the only type of food that you can refreeze in a freezer is the food that has ice crystals in it. If it doesn't have ice crystals, you're going to have to throw it out.
Today we've been speaking with Natasha Haynes, Mississippi State University Extension Service Family and Consumer Sciences Agent. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.